Track 14, The Last Word. Neil Haverson is now back with more tribulations from Shady Pines.
My parents once told me that they christened me Neil because they didn't want a name that could be shortened. Little did they know that I would marry someone who could do the exact opposite, extend my one-syllable name to two. When I am required urgently on such occasions as when Mrs. H finds a large spider in the bath, the cry, Neil, echoes around Shady Pines. I suppose I should be grateful that Mrs. H doesn't fire off a Neil in public. Instead, when other people are around, she tends to hiss through clenched teeth if she needs to attract my attention. We were at a cafe last week and had just finished our coffee. Mrs. H loves her cappuccino, the frothier the better. She drinks the coffee, then savours every last mouthful of the remaining froth. When she has scraped the cup clean and returned the spoon to the saucer, I know we're on countdown to liftoff. I'm a bit like a dog spotting its owner pick up a lead so it knows it's time for walkies. But I have to give it a few seconds. I wag my tail enthusiastically, then I stand up and put my coat on. Sit down, she hissed as I rose from my seat. Just wait. Honestly, you're up and off and I'm still getting myself together. This getting myself together is not as simple as rising from her chair and putting her coat on. It involves sorting out her handbag, shopping bag, applying lipstick and donning her coat, plus scarf and gloves according to season. Then sitting back down, getting at her shopping list and ruminating over it before putting it in her handbag. As she zips up her bag, she spots her mobile. Out it comes to check one of our offspring hasn't been trying to get in touch, seeking assistance. While all this is going on, I sit there like a child waiting to be told it can get down from the table. Once we get into the street, I'm in more trouble. You'd be off, hiss Mrs. H. You have no awareness of where I am. This refers to me walking along the street, and she spots something in the shop window. Like a submarine diving silently to depths, she veers off for a closer look, and it's been known for me to be 100 yards away before I realise I'm on my own. Indeed, believing I am talking to Mrs. H, I have informed complete strangers that I intend to wash the car when I get home. Exchanges within the confines of Shady Pines are, of course, different. Mrs. H has no need to restrain herself, and I've seen even been known to answer back. We were preparing our meal the other evening. It was a dish with a cheesy crumble topping. I had completed my usual duties of chopping the veg and was on standby. I need 2 ounces of grated cheese, said Mrs. H. Having grated just over 2 ounces so I can steal a mouthful, I set about wrapping the cheese up to put it back in the fridge. There are strict guidelines for this. The cheese must stay in its original wrapping, but then be wrapped in cling film. The cling film must not touch the cheese, as it is, so I am reliably informed, carcinogenic. I had just about secured the remaining cheese when Mrs. H intervened. No, she bawled. You have to wrap it tightly, otherwise it goes dry. Undo it. Now wrap it halfway. Stop. Now tuck the sides in. OK, now press it against the work surface and roll it up tight. Tight! There. If conversation goes quiet over coffee, you can trundle that gem out. Something to pass the time while your companion spoons the froth from her cappuccino.
Thank you, Neil. I note that your cheese hasn't gone metric yet. But that, of course, may be another story.